We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting six lines from the top of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. First words on the line is Afilu Vishtia. So we just learned there was a three-way machlokes between the Tanakama, Rab Nosson, and we also had Rab Shimon. In a case where a goy touched the Yisrael's wine, Shaloi B'Kavono, he touched it because he wanted to do something else, to measure it, for example. So according to the Tanakama, it's also Vishtia, say if you touch it with your hand, say if you touch it with your feet. It's also b'shesia, also to drink, but it's mutter to sell. It's mutter bahana. Rav Nosson says b'yad is also even bahana. It's real yayin nesach just by touching it. Even shloibe kavana, and with the regel it's mutter legamri. Now we have Rav Shimon Shita that even b'shesia, even b'yad, if you touch shloibe kavana, it's mutter. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So we'll continue this sugya, not exactly about this three tanoim, but we'll continue the sugya of touching shloibe kavana. Zok the Gemara who uvda. The Hava B'Biram, there was a story in Biram, the Huay B'Chavim, the Hava Kosolik B'Dikla. He was coming down from a palm tree. This guy was coming down from a palm tree. He was bringing down a lulav in his hand. He had a branch on the palm tree. He had a palm branch in his hand. And on the way down, Bahad the Konokis, when he's going down, Noga B'Roysha D'Liva B'Chamra, the tip of his lulav touched the wine. Shaloi B'Kavana, Weya Kavana. And Shar Yerav Lizvuni Levichavim. Rav said it was also Vishya because the guy touched it. It was definitely Shleba Kavana. He touched it on the way down. But he allowed the person to have anah from the wine to sell it to a guy. He allowed have anah. You can't drink it, but you can have anah. Omle Rav Kahana, Rav Asi Lirav, Vamaru Domar, aren't you the one who says that Tinuk Ben Yoimai, who I say Yayin Nesach, even if a young child, a one-day-old guy, touches the wine, it's Yayin Nesach, and it seemed like we assume that means, even Asa Bahana, obviously a tinnik that touches it is not B'Kavana, they don't know anything about Yayin Nesach, but it seems like, just like Rav Nosson made a gzera, even Shleba Kavana, that it's Asa Bahana, because Otu, a guy, touches it with Kavana. So Rav said, even tinnik by Yayin, the same Allah, even though it's not passed from that Kavana, it's also Asa Bahana. So Rav said, no, you got my halacha wrong. Emer d'amri anah b'shia. B'hanah mi amri, all I said was also b'shia, not b'hanah. And it's like the Rabbanah before, the Tanakhama before, that says that ben b'yah ben regal is yamacher, which means it's also to drink, but it's mutter b'hanah. It's actually a bigger chiddush over here. Here it's even a bigger chiddush. First of all, so Rav that asks b'shia over here is even a bigger chiddush. Why? First of all, he touched the idea of acher. He touched it with a lulav. He didn't touch it with his hand, which is a big chiddush to say that. That's also to drink. That's a big chiddush. And also, another chiddush over here, is Shleba Kavana Klal. Before, he wanted to touch the wine. He was just doing it for a different reason. He wanted to measure the height of the wine, so he stuck his hand in. Here, he didn't even try to touch it. And still was saying, it's also Vashia. So it's actually Rav is a big chiddush in this story, because here was a Negiya de Dava Acher. He touched the idea of lulav. And also, with Shleba Kavana Klal, still it's also to drink. The Arishayim will argue on this Rashi, Yepsi Tosfos, but we'll go on Rashi Pshat. That's what comes out. The Fizeb that Rav holds, like the Tanakam, and holds it's Osir Biyad to drink at least, even when it's Adei Dava Achar, Adei Lulav, and even when it's Shloibe Kavana Klal. So after Gemara, we're going to analyze Rav's halacha a little bit. We're going to ask a kasha on Rav. Gufa Amar Rav Tinuk Ben Yoimai Oisa Yai Nesach, and we just learned that means that's Osir to drink, not Osir Bahana. But also to drink. A tinuk ben yoyma, a little guy, a child, touched the Jew's wine, it becomes yayin esach, and it means he can't drink it, like the Mara said before, that ema the amri anah, b'shtia, b'anami amri, I said it's also b'shtia. Eisvei rav shimi barchila rav. I'm going to ask you a kashma b'raisa. Shteitim b'raisa azoi, it's the sefta, alekech avodim rev chavim. If you're buying a eved from a goy, now this eved is a goy when you buy it's eved kanani, but when you bring the eved kanani into your house, you give him a mila, give him a bris mila, and you tie him in a mikvah, he becomes a yid. He has dinim of a isha, he has the mitzvahs like a isha, he has dinim of a Jew. So you bought this eved from a chavim and you did the mila already, but you didn't do a tefillah yet. Shemol lo tavlu. V'chein b'nei ha-shvachas. Not only if you buy the eved from a guy, even if you have a shifcha kanani who's not or a guy or her yet, and she had a child in your house, the halacha is shemalu v'loy tavlu. Also, the same halacha like avam shemalu v'loy tavlu. Only give a mila, you didn't do a tefila. So in such a case, the child has a din of a guy, and we know by a guy they consider a guy like a zav. A guy has tumah like a zav. So, Roikon umedrasam b'shuk tameh. These people, this Eved you bought from a guy or Bnei Shivcha that were born in your house, have, since you only had a Milo without a Tefillah, you need both. This person has a din of a guy, and Allah is that a guy, because they didn't want you to get close to a guy, they said anything the guy touches is tummy like a Zav. And has chidushim. What's a chidush? The chidush is that even his reik is tummy. A regular person is tummy mace, his reik is not tummy. But a zav, his spit is tummy also. Umedrasa means if he sits on something or something carries him, that thing becomes tummy also. So reik umedrasa mishuk tummy. Even in the street is tummy. So Rashi is printed on top of our base that mishuk tummy is a chidush. That even though usually tumor shirabim, suffolk tumor shirabim is tahar. But here it's not considered a suffix. We give him a dim vaday tuma, and therefore even the shuk, it's tameh. The amri law, some say tahar. Some arguments say there's no din of, even though he has din of a guy, he does not have a din of roik and medris, that's tameh. It's actually tahar. There is one sheet in the Ran that it means, the amri law tahar means b'shuk is tahar, because it's like a din of a suffix, but on shushu yachad it'll be tameh. But we'll learn like the pshat, like Rashi's master, amri law tahar means that it's tahar legamri. Now goes weiter in the Braisa. So what about the wine that these people touched, or that these goyim touched? The avodim that only had a milo, or the bnei shvachos only had a milo. Yainom gedolim is yainesach. If it's a gadol, it makes into yainesach. Ktanim ainos yainesach. Ktanim that touch don't make yainesach. Ve'elohen gedolim ve'elohen ktanim. What's called a gadol is called a katan. Gedolim yoidim tiv avayis chavim shem shem. A gadol is someone who knows about a vizara and its subordinates. Ketanim ain't yodim tiv avayis chavim shem shem. Ketanim don't know about a vizara and its subordinates. Ketanim yis. What does it say in this price? Gedolim in ketanim loy. It's a first surprise that ketanim don't make yainesach. Beforish. The ketanim don't make yainesach. Even though it's din of a goy. So what is the kasha on Rav who said, a tinnik ben yoimai makes yainesach. So Tosis here on the bottom asks two questions. He says, why don't we answer? Einos yainesach means it doesn't ask about no, but about it's also b'shtiyah, like Rav said. Who said? So Tosis answers in the second tarot. It says the lishta de ein usin mashma b'shtiyah. It's meaning what the b'shtiyah. That's what he says. Mashma b'shtiyah. Another kashi asked, the why don't you say that v'im taimar v'hikshar avachadon lishti le molu shani? Because here at least got a mila. You see, they got a tumah roik and medrash and mumekel. Mishum the mila ma'elis. Now, why taka? We didn't speak this out. Why taka does the banyama hold that it's tar? We know a guy, his roik and his medrash is tamei al tazav. Why taka by a eved, or an a shifcha, does there a tzad in the brisa that it's tar? So Rashi says on the base, the reason is because milsad l'shchicha l'gaz rabbanon. So milsad l'shchicha to have a mila out of tefillah, that was the reason. So Frank Tosfos, maybe really a tenek v'yoyim makes yai nesach. It makes it as b'shtiyah. Aye, the Brisa says that's muta frek toisvus. I'll tell you why, because here it was malu shiny, is it frek toisvus? The list of malu shiny, the gabi tomakamatar, which is the milo ma'elas. So, emphat toisvus, that's only by tahiris, we're makbid on the hefsid of tahiris, so we say it's no tuma. But the gabi yai nesach, other things, we wouldn't say it so fast, and he's not a ger at all, achimo v'yitvo. So the bottom line is, we're up to right here, we have a kasha rab. Rav said, tinuk ben yoimo is yai nesach, at least. Regarding Shasiya, Gabi drinking it, it's mutter. No, but it's also to drink. Here we see a first surprise that says it's mutter. And like Tosfos speaks out, here it's mashra, ain't oisin yain esach, mashra, it's mutter legamri. It's mutter to drink. So you see Clark, tara mutter to drink. And for the Gemara, tirgumam, abnei shvachos. We're halfway down the wide lines here, tirgumam, abnei shvachos. The answer is that there's a difference between shvachos and that it says that ketanim don't have the gzeira, it's not usher, it's only bnei shvachos. Like Rashi explained, since they grow up in a Yiddish home, the bnei shvachos were born in a Jewish home, therefore there's no gzeira even at the yayin esach. Mashenkin, a regular guy or an eved, that's a case where Rav would say it becomes yayin esach. Freit the Gemara v'chenka amar. It says. But it says in two cases, Lakech Avodim Vechavim Shemolu, it says Bechem Bnei Ashvachos, smash where they both have the same halachas. And for the Gemara, Reikon Umedrasim. The Bechem is going on Reikon Umedrasim. Not only is the Eved Tomei, his Reikon Umedrasim Tomei, a Shivcha also, her Reik, the Bnei Shivchas, his Reik Umedrasim also is Tomei. So that's what it says Bechem. So Honey Chlamandi Amar Tomei. That's only good for Mandi Amar that holds Tomei. So no one's saying, not only is the Eved Tomei, the Bnei Shvachos are Tomei as well. So that's Bechem. Elamani matahar, but yol tar, ma'ik lamema. What is the connection between avodim and shvachos? They're completely different. We're saying the eved has a din of Reik Medras is tar, so Kolshkim Neshvach is tar, though Havni Neshvach would be more tame than that. And the second halacha of Yain Nesach is Dafka B'nei Shvachas. So say two separate halachas. Say Alekech Avodim Rebichavim, there's a Chiddush Shemol V'li Tavlu, that it's Tar. That's just say one halacha. And say another halacha, that B'nei Shvachas, the second halacha of B'nei Shvachas, they're Yain Nesach Oktanim Amutter. Separate two. What's the connection of two? Like, what does one have to do with the other one? Two separate halachas. And if you said it's Tameh, so the Chiddush is, Shvachas are also Tameh. But now they're saying it's Tar, if Avodim are Tar, of course the B'nei Shvachas are Tar. So why is it put them together? So and it must be put them together. Telling the Yain Nesach same halacha. It's back Kasha on Rav. So the Gemara Kamash Blon Avodim Dumim Bnei Shvachas. So we're saying like this: Avada Yain Nesach is Osir even by a Tinnik Ben Yaima. By Shvachas not, and the Brice is going on Shvachas. And why does it say Avodim in the same Brice as Shvachas V'chein? What's it teaching us? Because it is something to learn out Avodim for Shvachas. Just like Bnei Shvachas is Pashit, that after they do a Mila and a Tvila, there is no problem of Yain Nesach, because they grew up they were born in a Jewish home. So there it's Pashit that Malu V'Tavloi, Af Avodim Kain, Avodim also grew up in a Goyish home, after the Mila and a Tvila, you don't have to worry about Yain Nesach. Now why do they think it's a problem of Yain Nesach? It's a regular Eid. Because lafuka v'rachon mashmul, don't rachon mashmul. Lakech avodim and evichavim. If you buy an eved from a guy, avbish mal v'tavlu. Even though they did a mila and a tvila, oisin yayin esach. They when they touch wine, it becomes yayin esach. Ach tishka v'ischav apiem. Until they forget all about the avodah zarah. We'll see next tomorrow after 12 months. And we would think that that's true. Kamash Malon, according to Rav, he learns Kamash Malon that this Brisa teaches us Avodim like Shvachas. Because Shvachas Malu V'Tavlu, the minute it becomes a Yid, there's no Yayin Nesach. Same thing by Eved, the minute it becomes a Yid, there's no Yayin Nesach. And not like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, you have to wait a while until Shtishka V'Yishchav V'Piyam. Now Tosfos on Beis and Zayin Beis speaks out that this din of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel that says that you have to wait a while until there's no Yayin Nesach is dafka by a eved, because be'etzem you can ask, you can tie it very good that if a goy becomes a yid, becomes a ger, obviously he doesn't like avodah zarah anymore. What the chash of yayin esach? So the Torah says dafka by eved with chashish, because by eved is really forced to become a yid usually, and therefore by him we're more worried. Look at Tosfos on Beis and Zion Beis, they're masch ashtishka right by the wide lines. Ashtishka is going to be PM. I'm going to read dafka by avodah marina ashtishka dafka gav tzitzark la tefilam v'lo moylon. Miritzoinam, they have to want it, Avada, they have to want it. Kadama Shmuel Bachelet, Kshem Shiyat the Mo Ben Ish, Bakarcha, Kachi Yat the Moel, Evet Bakarcha, Makomok, Amos Rabbi Love, his skin of his master, Ain't a guy believe Shalim. He doesn't do believe Shalim. Evichavim, Shamal, Matavim, Miritzoinam, Odaita, Mashtak, Shamichavim, Mapia, Mayad, Mutta Bamago Vyavyayan. The Vada is Mutta Vyad, the whole din of Nachum Shmuel is only Dafka by Evet. But Akapana, what we're saying is that Rav learns this price coming to Lafuke, Rav Nachum Shmuel coming to exclude it, and that's why it's put together. So we could keep Rav's halacha tinnik ben yoyim ayis yayin esach by shvach bnei shvach is not because grows up in Jewish home by eved yeah. Why is it put up together in the brisa teaches the zayit gezach that after eved becomes molu v'tavlum v'regayid there's no din of yayin esach. You don't have to wait 12 months and not like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel.